The group called Berkshire Citizens for Peace and Justice this week is organizing a meeting involving area residents, professionals, and public safety officials to discuss a wide variety of topics related to school and community violence. Event organizer Don Lathrop said that he has long considered the need for a way for community members to come together and discuss issues of violence he has witnessed in Pittsfield and the surrounding cities and towns of Berkshire County. Lathrop said that the news of recent mass shootings, including the December attack on students and teachers at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, did serve as a motivational factor to hold the meetings.
We had this discussion about doing something about violence a couple of weeks we began before Newtown. So that just added fuel to the fire for our concern.
Brian Troutman is another organizer for the event and member of Berkshire Citizens for Peace and Justice.
Members of our community read in the newspapers on a weekly basis a different act of violent crime, and our group thought that it was about time that we get the community together in a gathering to develop ways in which to address the violence that we see in our newspapers, we hear in our media every day.
Berkshire County District Attorney David Capeless told WAMC that although he has seen a reduction in crime in Berkshire County through his office over the past 6 years, community violence remains a serious issue.
We still do have a problem, and it should be addressed.
Capeless will present at the meeting about the work his office has done in the community to reduce violence, but he added that violence remains a societal issue and that it takes the will of the community to set an example for the next generation in order to reduce crime.
What children are learning at the home, in the home, is going to be of far greater importance and have far greater effect on them than what may be taught to them in their schools or after-school programs or by other people in public campaigns. We need to reach out to all the adults in the community and stress to them that they need to set a good example if we expect our children deal with each other in a less violent, in a more useful manner.
Speakers at the event will also include public safety officials, including Pittsfield Chief of Police Michael Wynn and Pittsfield Safety Officer Michael Ortega. Ortega will speak about youth issues, including school bullying and the local DARE program. A representative from the nonprofit Elizabeth Freeman Center is scheduled to discuss ways the organization works to reduce and make awareness of domestic violence. Staff from the Pittsfield-based Breen Center will discuss issues of drug abuse and its link to crime. Presenters will also focus on animal cruelty and other issues. After the presentations, attendees will participate in small group discussions. Brian Troutman added that he hopes the violence reduction gathering will establish a base for future discussion and action.
Essentially, this gathering is a way to build a platform that Berkshire County citizens can work from.
The gathering is free and open to the public and will be held at Berkshire Community College on Thursday, February 28th. For more information, visit our website, wamc.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.